From 1 Peter. By obedience to the truth, you have purified yourselves for a genuine love of your brothers and sisters. Therefore, love one another constantly from the heart. Your rebirth has come not from a destructible, but from an indestructible seed, through the living and enduring word of God. Obedience to the truth, the word of God, and loving one another constantly. Beautiful encouragement of the life of the disciple. And obedience to the truth requires a certain humility, that as we hear different things from the word of God, that word of God, as St. Paul says, strikes with a two-edged sword, separating bone and marrow, revealing to us our true selves. Or we can reject it because it's too much to hear, or too much to admit that we are not perfect. We are not at the top of the heap. We still have a ways to go to reach that perfection. And also, it reminds us of whether or not we actually have loved our brothers and sisters, which would be also a sign of whether or not we have loved God. And today, in our reflection and our prayers and so forth, we're remembering Rose Hawthorne, who is a foundress of a religious community of Dominican sisters, the Dominican Sisters of the Sick Poor of St. Rose of Lima. And they take care of cancer patients. And her life, her story, is a good one, a short little synopsis of it. And it'll sound familiar to that of another saint, canonized saint of the United States. Rose was raised in a family that was not Catholic. They were Christian, well-to-do. Her father was the Nathaniel Hawthorne, the famous writer. She herself aspired to be a writer. She got married. And it was not a great marriage. Her husband wasn't a great individual, had a lot of problems. They had one son. The family traveled when she was still single with her father, but then after she was married and traveled through Europe. And she was impressed by the Pope of her day. And I think that was Leo IX. Having seen him from the balcony in the Vatican, they were in that area. So it made an impression on her. Different people she met, Catholics she met, made an impression on her. Unfortunately for her and her husband, their son died when he was only 5 from diphtheria. The husband left her and then died within 3 years. Of cirrhosis. He was an alcoholic. She continued trying to write, but also wanting to give herself to doing good for others. And there are two people that it made a real impression on her in terms of her going towards helping those with cancer. One was her friend, Emma Lazarus. This may sound familiar to you. She's the poet who wrote the poem on the Statue of Liberty. She died of cancer at a young age, in her 30s. And Rose was saddened, but also recognized that Emma had much help. She was a well-to-do individual. She had all kinds of help, could get treatment as best she could. A seamstress that she knew was poor, also had cancer, couldn't afford the hospital for that, and was sent to kind of like a sanitarium or something of that sort, and died there. And that made an impression on her. And she decided to really dedicate her life to making sure that everyone had that opportunity for healthcare, especially cancer patients, who often could be abandoned by their family because it was so frightening. And she worked, as you may know, in Lower Manhattan. She trained at the New York Cancer Hospital, which is, I believe, MSK these days, or New York Presbyterian. And eventually, through the encouragement of one of our Dominican friars, founded this community to take care of the poor who are cancer patients. And one of her homes is up there in Westchester County, Rosary Hill. Because she was obedient to the truth, the word of God, and she desired to love her brothers and sisters. She could have rejected all kinds of things in her life, rejected the call of God to convert, to fully join the Catholic Church, could have dismissed it. She could have done what some of her friends may have said, to separate from her divorce and just gone on her own, do some things. She kept on that path. She could have let those who are poor have their own troubles and deal with it themselves. But it moved her. This is a risk to take, to see others, their need, and to help them so that they can know of God's love for them, that they can have hope, that they can be encouraged to carry their cross, that they are not alone, and to risk on whatever might come from this, perhaps because she went into different poor neighborhoods, she could have received some other diseases. She gave up the wealth of the family, etc. And so she is a witness for us of these three important things: to be obedient to the truth as God makes it known to us through the Word of God, to hold fast to that Word as Mary did, and to allow it to prompt us to love our neighbors in whatever way God is inspiring us, so that more and more people, especially the sick, the poor sick, may recognize that God is with them, God has a plan for them, that more and more may recognize that Jesus is helping them to carry their cross, that it is part of his plan of salvation, and ultimately, there is hope, a great promise, that he is leading them through the cross to eternal life.